This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last. Pandemic.news update for Monday, March 16th. You know, it's really important to understand that people who take vaccines and prescription drugs and over-the-counter medicines are far more likely to die during this pandemic. And here's why. Number one, on the vaccine front, if you've taken flu shots in the past, flu shots actually weaken your immune system to future infections. And this has been borne out by the science. Published science shows that people who take flu shots are more likely to be infected by in-the-wild influenza strains in subsequent years. So flu vaccines, even if they offer protection during the current year, which normally they don't, they actually weaken the immune system. And they do that by depriving the immune system of its normal routine of practice. You know, a vaccine is supposed to really sort of irritate your immune system and make your immune system respond by building antibodies. Well, the vaccine has weakened viral fragments. Instead of the full-strength viruses from the wild, they're weakened fragments. And because of that, the antibody response is not full strength. It's only a partial strength response. And over time, if you keep doing that year after year, your immune system, in a sense, loses its fitness. There is something called immunological fitness, and it describes the level of fitness, or you could say physiological preparedness, in your immune system. And if you take the vaccine year after year, your level of fitness goes way down. And so since we need to have an immune response to this coronavirus infection, since there are no vaccines, even if they did work, they don't even exist, and there are no approved prescription medications. Now, there are lots of herbs and minerals and supplements that probably help, but we don't have proof of those yet either. So your immune system needs to do its job. So this would be a great time to have very high levels of immune fitness. And those people exist. People like myself and probably you, people who have avoided vaccines all these years. And as a result, we have a much stronger immune system. And if you combine that with antiviral herbs and supplements, minerals, superfoods, nutrition, vitamins, and you probably know all the obvious ones. I don't even have to name them. If you combine those things with immunological fitness, then your chances of surviving this, just as a rough estimate, have to be better than 99%. Now, of course, there are risk factors, you know, cofactors here. Obesity is one of them. High blood pressure is another. Respiratory disease. These are all risk factors. So if you have some of those factors, your survival rates, of course, might tend to go lower. But you can improve your survival in every case by using, you know, nutrition and having a fully functioning immune system. So this is going to be a time where we're going to see a lot of people die who took flu shots. Secondly, people who are obese, that is a very high-risk cofactor for this. So a lot of obese people, sadly, are not going to make it. And America is the obese nation, and Houston is the capital of obesity. And so all those individuals who are overweight, which is now just rampant across America. I don't know what the numbers are, but it's something like, what, 40% of adults are overweight or obese or maybe borderline obese. I don't know the numbers, but they're crazy high. That's America. And a lot of those people won't make it. Now, let's get on to medications. So medications strip your body of nutrients. They actually deplete your body of antioxidants and zinc and magnesium and the other things that your body needs to bolster your immune function and defend you against the coronavirus infection. So if you are taking a lot of prescription meds and not restoring the nutritional density of your body, then you're going to be a lot more susceptible to infections and being killed by the coronavirus. And for those people who take over-the-counter medications, especially things like acetaminophen that are designed to reduce fevers, well, there's a lot of research out there now that talks about how artificially suppressing your fever actually increases your mortality during coronavirus infections, because a fever is your body's way of altering the environment and sort of invoking a stronger immune system response and reducing the ability of the virus to replicate. So fevers are good. And if you have a fever, your body's fighting something, and you should probably continue to allow that fever to run its course. I mean, I know fevers can get dangerous when they get crazy high. Certainly talk to your doctor about that. But people who are just slamming drugs to try to stop a fever may actually be killing themselves. No joke. Sometimes a fever is exactly what the body needs to kill an infection and stop the replication from taking place. So think about this. People who take vaccines, prescription medications, and over-the-counter drugs, those are all high-risk groups, especially if they are diabetic or obese or have heart disease. Now, think about the average American. The average American is obese with diabetes, with high-risk factors for heart disease. They're on 12 medications. They take the flu shot, and they take over-the-counter drugs. That is the average American, and that is why I'm predicting today the coronavirus mortality rate in America will be much higher than it is on average elsewhere in the world. It's because the American people are far less healthy and they are pharma addicts. They take drugs for everything. And even to this day, there's not even one government official, not the president, not Dr. Fauci, not Surgeon General Adams, not anybody from the CDC, nobody has said to people, hey, take some vitamin C and stop being a pig. You know, stop eating fried foods. Get yourself some vitamin D3. Take care of your health because you are in control of your health, not us. There's not one government official that has said, hey, maybe this is a good time to eat healthier. Maybe have some antiviral fresh foods, you know, recipes that you make yourself. When you go to the grocery store and you buy ginger and garlic and things like that, you know, you have an antiviral meal that is naturally, you know, curries, Indian food. No one has told America to get healthier because everybody in Washington, without exception, everybody is a sellout to Big Pharma and the vaccine industry. And I haven't seen Trump do anything other than just jump in bed with Big Pharma and talk about how great they are for having their research and their drugs and their cures and their vaccines. Big Pharma is what got us into this mess, by the way, by compromising the immune systems of everybody in the entire country, it seems. We are so compromised as a nation in terms of our immune function. We are so super compromised. And that is largely the fault of Big Pharma and the Big Pharma takeover of society. So keep all this in mind, folks. If you are not using pharmaceuticals, but you are using natural antivirals and nutrition, then you're going to be in much better shape than the average American. This is Mike Adams for pandemic.news. Definitely check out the website and definitely go to brighteon.com to watch more videos about this pandemic. Thank you for listening. Improve your health and you may just survive this. Take care. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.